Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Matchball 30, sponsored by Calidus, leading consultants in health and safety, project management, asset management, environmental services and training. Visit wearecalidus.com for more information.
The Matchball.
Welcome to the Matchball 30, our real-time journey, 30 years on through the 1991-1992 season. Dan, Michael and Moscow with you here before Christmas. Are you feeling festive? That's a really nice pullover you've got on there.
Oh, thank you very much. I think Noel Edmonds was wearing it the other day. I saw it on telly and really liked it.
Did you get it from British Home Stores?
CNA.
Ah, okay. Great stuff. Right then, into it then. What's been happening? Because we're heading towards Forest and the City Ground, and let's face it, a defensive goalless draw. But before we get to that, there is quite a lot going on here pre-Christmas. Not least of all, we're going to win the Cup and we're going to be in a brilliant stadium soon.
3-1 favourites for the Rumbelows Cup. So that's good, isn't it?
And it'll be a financial boost we need for our building plans. I'm sure we get at least £100 for winning the Rumbelows Cup, don't we?
We're third favourites for the FA Cup and second favourites for the league. So we're going to win something.
Easy.
I think that's how it works, isn't it?
The problem is if we go too far in all the trophies like we saw last season, we need to just, you know.
Thankfully, there is no historical precedent for Leeds United competing on too many fronts.
Deciding which one we want to win.
Well, we've had an easy draw in the Cups anyway, so now to worry about.
We've got plans then for a magnificent new East Stand. We've seen mock-ups in the YEP, and I have to say, this looks very impressive indeed.
£10 million, though, the YEP.
How much? Well, that's not the figures I'd seen quoted. Do you know, I saw figures of $5.5 million. Do you know where I'd seen those?
In the YEP?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it does depend which day you picked up the newspaper, or whether they've gone, we can't really do 10 mil. Can you make it cheaper in some way? Maybe don't do all that bit at the back. Just do the...
Leave the grass banks in.
Just put the seats in and we'll leave the rest of it.
It's one of those things because they're saying it's going to be paid for with £2 million from the Football Trust, £1.5 million from the Elland Road Development Fund, and that's all they've got. So you either want to talk it up and say it's going to be a £10 million super stand, or you want to say, actually, it's only going to be £5.5 million, so if you could help us with that £2 million quid, we can do it. Whereas if you were... coming at us with, we're 7 million short, not going to happen.
The picture of it, which is not, there were two pictures actually. There's the first one that was in the newspaper was fairly like a child's drawing, more or less, which is highlighting what's going to be in there. They've gone fairly minimal. Toilets is labelled. I mean, I would expect toilets as a minimum in a brand new stadium.
I think you've got to have them as well if the football licensing people are going to let you have people in.
Yes, yeah, so you know, from the upper... The good news is people aren't going to be pissing off the back of the upper tier because it's really high up. It'd be quite...
looks really tall, doesn't it?
Quite a spectacle.
That's why the grass always grew so thick and lush on the back of the low fields.
But the next picture of it
is
more of an artist's impression.
This is amazing.
And it does look ace. Let's be honest.
I would draw some attention to what's going on the pitch, or rather off the pitch. One of our players appears to be approaching the ball to put a tackle in from about 6 yards off the west touchline, which I'm sure the referee, and there's a lot of players standing off the pitch, unless, looking at it again, actually, are they in the shadow of the west stand and they are on the pitch?
It's hard to say.
The perspective of what's happening with the players and the way that the 18-yard box looks to be about 80 yards wide doesn't necessarily fill me with confidence that what we see in the background with this new stadium is a true representation of what's going to be built. Because if they can't draw the front right, can they draw the back right?
Yeah, that does look weird. But I think that is the west stand shadow. But the area does look far, far too big for Elm Road. But, I mean, that's the thing I'm confident about is that we've seen these disproportionate drawings of the pitch. and what could possibly go wrong with the this magnificent new East Stand. So is that like a row of executive boxes there just at the back?
It looks like it, yeah. That was on the previous model, actually. Yeah, I think whether or not, maybe the toilets are only available for the executive box users. The rest of us will have to piss in milk bottles or something and take it home with us.
This picture is good, though. It's taken from like it's the northwest corner, isn't it? Looking back towards the magnificent new East Stand.
Yeah, and the it's nice that they're going to write Leeds City Council Cares across the front of the top of the East Stand as well to match what's on the West Stand at the moment. So that's a nice throwback to the other side of the pitch.
I mean, if you've not seen these pictures yet, it's basically twice the size of all the other stands, isn't it, this one that they're proposing?
Towering over the biggest cantilever roof in Europe, no less.
What does cantilever mean?
I don't know.
It's where you don't have any pillars. That roof is just going to stay up unsupported.
That'll never stay up. That just won't work. You need to put some posts in.
Sounds like witchcraft, doesn't it?
It does feel like a bit of a risk. Do we have to do the biggest one in Europe? Can we just do like quite a big one, but not push the technology in a valley at the bottom of Beeston Hill?
Which is the second biggest in Europe?
That other one that's a bit, the one that's just a bit smaller than
the
it.
One on the continent.
Yep.
There is one in America.
Not Europe, we should add. Not Europe.
No, but that might be the only one that's actually bigger in the world. I think that's in San Diego, and that's I don't quote me on that well though. But it's a pretty big deal, and it I mean, I know the Lowfields has kind of maybe had its day, and you don't have many grassy knolls in first division football grounds and Super League as we're going to be in from next season if everything goes ahead. But then, isn't this going to make just like totally out of proportion with the rest of the stadium? It's going to look weird having this massive thing on one side of the stadium.
Well, I guess the plan will be to develop the rest of it over the next 10 years or whatever. Then it'll all be that size.
But this one's costing at least £5.5 million, if not £10 million. So if you're going to multiply that for the rest of the stadium, £40 million.
Yeah, no one's ever going to spend more than that on a stadium.
And all we've actually managed to get to make this one is £3.5 million. They're talking about selling season tickets 5 years in advance to try and get the money in. So if you do that for the rest of the stadium, you're selling season tickets 20 years in advance. And then so it's 1991, nearly 1992. So you're talking 2012 before you can sell somebody a new season ticket to sit in the stadium.
Flying cars and all sorts
the
by then.
Economics just don't really seem to stack up to me. And I know that the Lowfields probably, you know, it is essentially, it's a Victorian terrace, maybe Edwardian. I can never remember which king and queen oversaw the construction, with some grassy hills at the back and a shed on top. But it works, doesn't it?
Doesn't work as well as this, though. Doesn't have the corporate facilities. It's going to have shopping concourses. It's going to be like Meadowhall or something, isn't well,
if, it? If the whole
oh,
thing,
it's going to be like the riding centre in Wakefield.
If the whole
bloody
thing,
hell.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty swish.
Is corporate facilities and executive boxes and shops inside, presumably that's going to make money. So why do they need £2 million from the fans to pay for it? Why can't that pay for it?
So what will pay for it, TV money? Because what is it we get for an away fixture? Is it about 10 grand, something like that? Something crazy. Well, we're on TV again, which is absolutely outrageous. But, you know, when you're pushing for the top of the league and you're in all the cup competitions, you're a big draw on the telly, and we are being televised for our game away to Sheffield Wednesday. So that was going to be Saturday the 11th of January. It's been moved to Sunday the 12th. 3:25 kickoff.
Another kickoff time absolutely pulled out of someone's arse.
We went
probably to accommodate Baywatch or something.
Before, we need to work out what's going to be on ITV before it. That'll be the problem, won't it? That's what we're having to... Building our lives around corporate boxes and Baywatch. I don't like the way football's going.
Just going back to pre-promotion, the day we got promoted, Bournemouth, some sentences have been handed out for that. Have you seen the news there? 19 men have been given, well, everything ranging from community service to 16 months in prison for the bother at Bournemouth.
Although the judge did nicely blame the Football League a bit as well, which was good. So really...
Have you seen the quotes? Following
those men were innocent, is what I'm saying.
Following repeated requests by the police for the game to be rearranged, I cannot but agree with the criticisms of the cavalier attitude of the Football League. Life bans as well, though, for these people, these transgressors.
Alan Roberts has confirmed that. But it was not hard to see it coming, was it? In fairness.
No.
But, we're a cleaner Leeds United these days, though, aren't we? We're doing family things, and this magnificent new East Stand is surely going to be... the start of us descending into a bit of corporate hellhole. So soon enough, those people will be priced out.
Yes, this is true. Bobby Davison, he's been on loan at Derby and he's bagging loads of goals, 8 in 8. You know, like giving the ball to him is like throwing your Sunday dinner to a shark, famously. But he has injured his knee, which means he might not get a permanent move to Derby.
Could do with him back anyway. He's scoring goals.
Yeah, he's scoring more than Rodney Wallace, isn't he?
And Lee Chapman, bloody useless.
I've just flicked through and found the television papers. Batman is at 2 o'clock on ITV. The Caped Crusader will be playing Zap Pow with the Joker. And then at 2:50 is Dinosaurs. Like many a father before him, Earl blows a gasket.
As good as Dinosaurs.
When son Robbie turns vegetarian. Ugh. So that's on from 2:50 to 3:20 and then the match.
Not the mama. Was that what he used to say in that?
I don't know.
No, it's good. It's a good program.
But then,
I mean, it is a good program.
Yeah. And I watched it a couple of days ago. I was just forgotten.
After the game at 5:30, Bullseye, then Animal Country, then the news, boring, Highway with Harry Secombe visiting the Excester in Devon. Boring.
Not boring.
Of course it's boring. And then You've Been Framed, which is
brilliant.
Excellent.
Brilliant, yeah. Good laugh.
All right, well, we look forward to that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
To the game, and not a great game. A defensive game, but before we get to the actual non-action lineups. Lukic, Sterling, Dorigo, Batty, John McClelland in defence alongside Chris White with Strachan, Wallace, Chapman, McAllister and Speed with Gary Kelly, young lad. He's emerged this season, hasn't he? Gary Kelly's on the bench alongside...
Yeah, young striker.
Yep, alongside Steve Hodge. For the opposition, we've got Mark Crossley, Gary Charles, Carl Tyler, Des Walker, Stuart Pearce, Roy Keane, Kingsley Black, Nigel Clough, Scott Gemmell, Ian Wone, Teddy Sheringham playing for them, Glover on the bench with Clough, their manager, Brian Clough. Do you remember him?
A character.
Just looking at those teams, you know, Des Walker, you'd always want him to be out because he's a dead good defender. 11 stitches he had in a cut under his eye after he had a clash with Barry Horn. I think everyone has clashes with Barry Horn, don't they? But he was deemed fit to play. And then Gary Charles had a groin strain, but he recovered from that. Chris Fairclough, dare say, would have liked to have gone back to the City Ground, wouldn't he? But the reason McClelland is in is because he's suspended following that unjust red card. And Gary Kelly had been due to go back to Ireland for Christmas, presumably to see his mummy and go to church and so on and so forth. But no, not this time. He's playing for us instead.
Sitting in the cold in Nottingham, watching us draw 0-0. And playing a bit, actually. He does come on, doesn't he, in this? Because Strachan's injured, just to cap off the great news of the day.
Do we know what happened to him?
His back, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, he's struggling with back problems, sciatica. Essentially because he
is... You're pronouncing the C, I'd go sciatica.
It is sciatica, but I like the idea of it being sciatica.
I was distracted because he's Scottish and you pronounce it, you don't call him sottish, do you? But what he is, and this has been proven, is he's a very, very old man, and that's why his back trouble is starting to cost him and us.
But yeah, it's 0-0 here at the City Ground. We haven't won there in sort of 20 years, and well, we still haven't. But it's better than last year. You know, that mad season closing game that we had at the end of the 1990-1991 season when we were 2 down inside 9 minutes and it was 4-3. It finished, of course, didn't it? And Wilco didn't like goals, didn't like fun, didn't like action.
He might not have liked it. I like a mad game.
Happier with a 0-0. He knows what he's doing with a 0-0, doesn't he?
That's why he's put Batty playing in front of the central defenders and dropping behind them as well. He's sort of playing, he's been doing this a lot this season, where instead of being alongside McAllister in midfield, he's kind of dropping back as like our last man a lot of the time, more of a centre back than a midfielder. And Batty sort of at the opposite end of the spectrum to Strachan, Wilkinson says, considering his age and the job he was asked to do in front of our central defenders and behind them, I thought Batty was exceptional. And he showed great discipline, which I think is the one thing that Howard Wilkinson never thinks he ever gets from David Batty, because he's a maniac, but not today.
Yeah, he was given man of the match in the Evening Post was Batty, and probably rightly so. But we didn't particularly create anything in this, even though we had more shots, but they probably had the better of the chances with the Nigel Clough with the best in the last few minutes. He was put through on goal and kind of dragged a shot across Lukic. So
although there was that, it could have been worse. That Teddy Sheringham header as well, that was rubbish.
He is rubbish though.
Well, yeah, apparently. I mean, the talk about, didn't Forrest spent like £1.5 million on him or something, which is getting onto building an East Stand for us, and he can't even head that. Lee Chapman, who cost £450,000, would have headed that in twice.
A Christmas gift for Leeds United by not scoring.
I don't want any presents from Teddy Sheringham, a man called Teddy. Imagine, grow up.
Should we call him Edward from now on?
That's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should, definitely. Well, let's take some positives from it. There must be something good to take out of this game, surely. I mean, we got more shots on target than them.
Gary Kelly came on. That was nice. Even if we have now replaced our best player of the last few years with a child. But that's nice, I suppose. At least we've not lost Chris White for the next game as well, because Fairclough is still going to be suspended. So if we'd have lost him as well, we're into David Batty maybe having to drop really far back.
It was nice to see Gary Kelly. Not nice to see Strachan going off with his sciatica. But generally, Wilkinson's choice of reserve is another old man, isn't it? So to see a teenager coming on bodes better for the future than, you know, just filling it up with ex-Sheffield Wednesday midfielders. Keep waiting for, I can't remember the name. What's it? The ginger player, Gary Megson, to turn up at some point, start trundling around our reserves, get some kids involved, bring the average age down.
Well, in terms of the league table, a point does mean we're level with Man United again, but they didn't play, so they've got two games in hand.
Waterlogged pitch.
Yeah, the game against Villa called off due to that soggy pitch. Wilco seemed pretty pleased with the 0-0, though.
We never looked like losing. That's good. But with a 0-0 scoreline, you know that you can lose it. But we were pleased with everything. If perhaps a little disappointed. This is a right roller coaster, isn't it? So we were pleased with everything, if a little disappointed that we did not punish Forest more. I thought there was a goal in what we did. With a little bit of luck, we would have been on our way.
But, you know, if you're not going to win, don't lose, as they say. Don't lose.
I have an update on the television listings, by the way.
Oh, okay, go on.
Again, for the Sheffield Wednesday game coming up in January. Of course, I'd forgotten to take into account that ITV is regional, and so they are not all showing Dinosaurs. In the Anglia TV region, they will be showing A Place in the Sun as a build-up to our match. Central, Blizzard of Ashes, I think it is. It's Blizzard of Ours. Let me have a closer look at my newspaper here.
Is your Radio Times a little bit...
It's Blizzard of Ours.
Okay.
An ass blizzard.
Spelt A-A-H-H-H-S. Never heard of it.
Fair enough.
Presumably they only show that in the central region, so that's why we never see it in Yorkshire. TSW, I don't know which part of the country that is, but they're showing the A-team.
Southwest, probably, let's see.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay, and then HTV, which I'm pretty sure is Wales, they've got some cartoons and then Dinosaurs. That's to fill the gap, because instead of showing Batman before Dinosaurs...
Pow! Whack!
Yeah, instead of that, it's Planning the Small Garden, followed by 5 minutes of cartoons, then Dinosaurs.
Blizzard of Ours is a 1988 classic ski film.
Oh, okay. There you go. I've got to say, though, for the evening lineup, the BBC absolutely knocking it out of the park. So instead of watching the post-match roundup of the day's action after our live match, you can turn over at 5 past 5 to BBC One for the Clothes Show, then the Antiques Road Show, then there's news, songs of praise, whatever. Hello, hello, Love Joy, As Time Goes By.
Oh, that's
absolutely
great.
Solid. And then there's a new drama called A Time to Dance, which is based on a Melvin Bragg novel, but probably give that a miss.
Should we talk about football instead for a second?
Just around 0-0.
Well, I was just going to say we've had a bit of Tottenham have got
Proffs on as well.
Tottenham have got games to make up because they were lagging behind in the games played column. They faced Liverpool at home on December the 18th, which was last Wednesday. They lost 2-1 to Liverpool. Then we had a round of fixtures on Friday, which is just frankly bizarre. Football not meant for Fridays, is it? But it is Christmas week. Luton Town 1, Coventry 0. Southampton 1-1 with Notts County. Then, yeah, yesterday's fixtures, the Saturday fixtures, Arsenal 4, Everton 2, Chelsea 4, Oldham 2, Liverpool 2-2 with Manchester City, Norwich 0, QPR 1, Wednesday beat Wimbledon 2-0, so they're staying in touch. West Ham 1-1 with Sheffield United. And then the Sunday games today, Palace losing at home to Spurs 2-1. And then us playing Forest 0-0. Leaves us second. We're behind Manchester United on goal difference, same points, but they've got two games in hand on us, which is a bit of a pain in the arse. Sheffield Wednesday have also got a game in hand on us. We've played 21, they've played 20, but they are 9 points behind us. But we've got that game coming up against them, haven't we, as we mentioned on the telly. So it is a chance to close that gap for them, but hopefully it'll be all right. At the minute, at the foot of the table, you've got Luton propping it up with 15 points. Southampton, Notts County, Sheffield United down near the bottom as well. Still, we've reached the halfway point of the season, only having lost one game. Not bad, is it? That? We've done all right.
It's good, but I feel like in other seasons we should be top.
Well, maybe we can go top. We'll batter Southampton on Boxing Day and that'll give us the advantage. I mean, if Scum are just going to keep crying off games because the pitch is wet, then it's ours to win, isn't it?
Christmas number one as well. That's exciting, isn't it?
Well, we'll find out, won't we, like in an hour or two. Now the game's finished, we can stick Radio 1 on, find out what it is that's going to be number one. They reckon Queen, don't they? Because obviously we lost Freddie Mercury. So Queen potentially is Christmas number one. But we'll know for sure when we revisit this. Boxing Day, when Southampton are in town. It's a long way to come for them, isn't it, on Boxing Day. We'll have to set off dead early. But apart from that, you looking forward to Christmas?
Of course.
Great, isn't it?
Hungry hippos, fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, enjoy your game of Hungry Hippos. Like, if you get drawn into the game of like Monopoly with the grown-ups, just watch out, people cheat. But do enjoy your Christmas, and we will be back with you on Boxing Day. So I hope you get everything that you wished for on your list with Santa. Merry Christmas, and we'll speak to you soon. The Match Ball.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.